Fargo, Montego, baby, why don't we go? Jamaica off the Florida Keys. There's a place called Kokomo. That's where you wanna go to get away from it all. Bodies in the sand. Tropical drink melting in your hands. We'll be falling in love to the rhythm of a steel drum band. Down in Kokomo.
Aruba, Jamaica, ooh, I wanna take it to Bermuda.
Montserrat mystique. We'll put out to sea and we'll perfect our chemistry. By and by we'll defy a little bit of gravity. Afternoon delight, cocktails and moonlit nights. That dreamy look in your eyes. Give me a tropical contact high, way down in Kokomo.
Aruba, Jamaica, ooh, I wanna take it to Bermuda, Bahama. Come on, pretty mama, Key Largo, Montego, baby, why don't we go
down to Kokomo? We'll get there fast and then we'll take it slow. That's where we wanna go.
Prince, I wanna catch a glimpse. Everybody knows a little place like Kokomo. Now if you wanna go and get away from the law, go down the coast.
Aruba, Jamaica, ooh, I wanna take you to Bermuda, Bahama. Come on, pretty mama, Key Largo, Montego, baby, why don't we go
down to Kokomo? We'll get there fast and then we'll take it slow. That's where we wanna go.
And that's our signature tune to welcome Talking Travel with your personal travel manager, Erin Beckford, segment. And welcome to you today, Erin. How are you?
I'm very well. Good morning, Colleen. Actually, I think I should probably say Bulla.
Bulla? Because we're talking about Fiji today, aren't we?
Yeah, so that's just a little clue for our listeners. Bulla, which is hello in Fijian. So I thought today we'd talk all things Fiji. And Fiji is made up of a lot of regions and areas. But most of us know of the areas on the largest island of Fiji, which is named Viti Levu. So you've got areas like Nandi, which is where we fly into, and Denarau, which is the main hub and the harbour area within Fiji. So all the small ship cruises and day tours go from Denarau, and then you've got the Yasawa and Manamuka Islands, again, which they're accessible from Denarau. Then you've got the northern coast or the sun coast, where there's some absolutely beautiful diving spots around Rakiraki, and then you've got Suva, which is the the western coastline of Viti Levu, that main island of Fiji, and it's actually the capital of Fiji. So that's just to name a few of the areas. However, today I thought we'd stick to talking about Pacific Harbour and the Coral Coast regions, as I've only just returned on Monday from an educational journey through these two regions. And so they're located on the south of that Viti Levu, the main island of Fiji, and they're very, very popular holiday spots.
I'm sure you have had a wonderful and very educational trip. Lucky you.
Yes.
What are some of the major draw cards for people choosing Fiji as their holiday destination, Erin?
Yeah, Colleen, Fiji is one of the most popular holiday destinations for Australians, and this is due to a few reasons. Firstly, it's really close. People don't realise how close it is. It's only a 3.5-hour flight between Sydney and Nandi, which is the major hub airport of Fiji. Also, there's so many different styles of holidays on offer in Fiji. You know, you can have a relaxed and rejuvenating holiday, or a water baby's delight, or an absolutely adventure-filled time. Whatever you choose, there's always plenty of activities on offer, really. And I think above all else, the Fijian people, you know, they're always so warm with their personalities, and that's such a major draw card for Australians. And, you know, they're so caring, and they actually say to you, "Welcome home," when you've been to Fiji more than once. So that's really lovely.
Oh, that's special, Erin.
Yeah.
And when I was in Fiji many years ago, I do remember the Fijian people being very friendly and welcoming.
They are.
And now let's talk flights. Who flies to Fiji?
Yeah, great question, Colleen. Fiji Airways operates twice daily between Sydney and Nandi, which, as I mentioned, it's only 3.5 hours. So there's always plenty of seats. And then if you do want to go across to Suva, as I said, which is on the east coast, it's just a quick 35-minute flight between Nandi and Suva, which is a good way to get you to the Pacific Harbour region. Or there's actually two services weekly between Sydney and Suva direct with Fiji Airways. You can also fly with Virgin Australia and Jetstar, but I always prefer to travel with a full-service airline where you get your meals and beverages included, entertainment, and, as always, the all-important international check baggage allowance.
Yes, that part of me is really important. I never realised how close, really accessible Fiji is, Erin,
yeah.
And I think I'll have to add that holiday destination to my bucket list. Now,
yep.
Tell me about some of the activities that are on offer in these areas of Fiji, Erin.
Yeah, Colleen, there's a plethora of activities on offer in both Pacific Harbour and the Coral Coast region. So with water sports, obviously swimming is very popular, but there's also reef break surfing, kite surfing, deep sea fishing, diving, free diving, or you can snorkel over one of the many stunning coral reefs, which they're actually known to be some of the best soft coral reefs in the world. For something a little bit more adventurous, not sure it's something I would do, but you can try shark diving either in or outside of a cage. Or my favourites, which I recently did, was the whitewater rafting and jet boating along one of Fiji's 15 rivers. And for some land-based activities, you've got things like quad biking, dune buggying, zip lining, which I did and it was so much fun, but not for those that are afraid of heights. Or you can also immerse yourself into the traditional Fijian culture and visit a local village or school. And on a village visit, you will usually be welcomed with a kava ceremony from the chief of that village, and learn about, you know, the Fijian culture, the history, the way of life. More often than not, they also invite you to take part in some cooking with the locals, so that's interesting. Or you can also take a day trip out to some of the neighbouring islands from Pacific Harbour and the Coral Coast areas. And, you know, you can have your own private island and private picnic for a day. So, you know, if you're looking for that little bit of romance, or maybe it's an anniversary or a special birthday, That's always something nice. Or you can simply stop, drop and flop, as I like to say, at your resort, relax, swim, have a spa treatment and simply be.
Well, actually, Lauren, I think I'd like to try nearly all of the activities, perhaps not the zip lining or the shark diving. I'll leave that to the expert. So let's take a short song break now and all just dream of an island getaway. Here's Status Quo and Living on an Island. And welcome back, Talking Travel with your personal travel manager, Erin Beckford segment. And we're talking about Fiji, in particular Pacific Harbour and the Coral Coast regions. Now, Erin, what about all the important accommodation styles? What is on offer in the Pacific Harbour and Coral Coast areas?
Yeah. The accommodation styles in both Pacific Harbour and the Coral Coast areas, Colleen, can range from three-star backpacker style with basic bourets and even some dormitory rooming available, which is perfect for a large school group or sporting groups or people, or you can then step up to a comfortable four-star resort with plenty on offer for families, couples and singles, where you will be spoilt during your entire stay. Or you can then take another step up to some ultra-luxurious five-star villas, bourets and private residences, where you will not have to lift a finger or worry about a thing, as every small detail is thought of. And most of those five-star properties are all-inclusive, so they include a full board, so all of your meals are included, and some even include beverage packages as well. So, whatever your taste or budget, there are certainly plenty of resorts available to suit everyone. And I've been to these two regions, the Pacific Harbour and Coral Coast area, twice now, and during each stay I've visited most of the properties along that coastline, so I will certainly be able to help you find the perfect resort to meet your needs.
Oh, that would be lovely. You can find my perfect resort, right? And finally, Erin, what is something that may surprise our listeners about Fiji?
Yeah, I think the one thing that will surprise people about Fiji is how at ease and at home you feel while you're there. Not only are you always made to feel welcome by every Fijian person that you come across, but the time difference between Australia and Fiji is not much, so that helps with the adjusting. The flight, as I said before, twice, is short, so it's not uncomfortable, and nearly everywhere you go in Fiji, people speak English. So I think it's a general sense of ease when travelling in Fiji, and that makes it such an appealing holiday destination.
Yes, it sounds like a really laid-back, easy, not a long flight, great trip.
Yeah.
Thank you for today, Erin. I think you've definitely given our listeners some great information and first-hand knowledge on Fiji, and you've certainly stirred a little something in me to visit Fiji again.
That's good.
And if any of our PSRFM listeners would like any more information on Fiji or have any other travel-related questions, you can contact Erin on 1300 655 427. That's 1300 655 427. Or email the station on admin@psrfm.org.au. And Erin and Travel Managers are a proud sponsor of Port Stephens FM. So thank you for today, Erin. And what can we look forward to during our next segment?
Yeah, Vanaka for today, Colleen, which is thank you in Fijian. And I think perhaps in the future we might need to do some further segments on some other regions in Fiji that might, that might stir some more Fiji holidays up for our clients, for our listeners, Colleen. And our next Talking Travel segment will be talking about European river cruising itineraries and the rivers, actually. And that segment will be on Thursday, the 29th of March, at the same time, just after 10:30.
Sounds great. And we've been talking travel with your personal travel manager, Erin Beckford. And Erin will be back, as you said, on the 29th of March. Thank you, Erin, and we'll see you then. Have a great week. It's now 11 minutes to 11 on Port Stephens FM 100.9.
Everyone deserves a personal travel manager. Port Stephens residents no longer have to go afield or online to book flights, an amazing holiday or a relaxing cruise with your personal travel manager, Erin Beckford, in town. With over 11 years travel industry experience, Erin can help plan and tailor-make your dream holiday to anywhere in the world. And she's right here in Anna Bay. Where would you like to go today? Call Erin on 1300 655 427, or go to travelmanagers.com.au/Erin Beckford to make your holiday dreams a reality. Sponsor this station.
Hello, I'm Dr. Brian Aller, neurosurgeon at Westmead Hospitals, and I wish I wasn't in this ad. But I've seen too many people who chose to rush on the roads. People who have paralysed their wife, given their mate brain damage, or crushed their daughter's skull. Your family and friends will forgive you if you're a bit late, but they won't if you never arrive. Speeding affects everyone. Don't rush.
Sometimes late at night, I lie awake and watch her sleeping. She's lost in peaceful dreams, so I turn out the light, lay there in the dark.